Oh, Mossy, plenty to get through, mate. How was your weekend?
Fantastic, Sluts. Absolutely outstanding, apart from a little bit of the man flu yesterday morning that kept me out of the studio, but I'm back.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Gee, you bounced back quick.
We did it. Well, maybe it's because it was Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, fair enough.
If you're going to miss a show...
Yeah, that's the one.
Miss that one. You're back for the Monday A-team.
Back for the main gig.
John Aloisi, mate, he re-signs.
He does, and look, that's great. Great for Johnny, great for Brisbane, because... Johnny went through a very, very tough time at Melbourne Heart, as we all know, and got the sack from there and, you know, did a stint on TV with Fox and re-energised himself for coaching. And he's gone up there and he's done a great job. I think Brisbane underachieved a bit this year based on the squad that they have. If you look through their squad and the consistent team that he played, they probably should have finished better than 7 points behind second in third and missed the grand final, of course. But... yeah, certainly a changing of the guard up there with McLaren, Borrello and Broich all going. So he's got some rebuilding to do in the off-season.
Massive turnover, isn't there, of A-League players?
And coaches.
And coaches.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the clubs, Adelaide, Melbourne City, Wellington and Newcastle have just appointed Ernie Merrick. That's four clubs in a 10-team competition looking for coaches. So that's a huge turnover.
It is.
So, it is. And there's a lot of clubs that are turning over between 10 and 15 players. We know about Western Sydney Wanderers. We don't have to go down that track again. That's just a regular occurrence with them. But the likes of Melbourne City have let go of quite a few. Mm-hmm. Newcastle, of course, with the change of coach there. The Mariners have let go of quite a few. And you'd expect that from underachieving clubs and clubs down the bottom. But... certainly, I think it's a little bit unprecedented, the amount of players and coaches are turning over this off-season.
And Perth, mate, they've re-signed a couple.
Yeah, that's right. Diego Castro, which is a massive signing. I mean, he, without a Ninkovic in the league, he would have gone back-to-back Johnny Warren medals, but Ninkovic just had one of those seasons. So that's a massive plus for Kenny Lowe and his club. Liam Reddy also re-signed there. He had a great season. The former Mariner. Well, I won't go into former clubs for Liam.
Is there
Reddy.
A club he hasn't played for?
More than Greg Norman, let's put it that way. But, so two big signings for them. Ninkovic picked up all the awards at Sydney's awards night on Friday night, a glittering affair in the Noble Stand at the SCG.
Okay.
But he picked up players, player, members, player, player of the year.
Good on him.
And Remy Seamson, the Manly girl, actually, picked up the W League Player of the Year. She's had a fantastic season for the women's team.
And Chelsea, mate, they got it.
They did. Yep, they finally lifted that silverware. And, geez, there were some good celebrations. It looked like it really kicked off. Conti got accosted from the post-match media conference by a couple of his players. So it was just, it was all fantastic to see them finally get there. It must have been a massive release getting that winning the league finally, I should say. But we also got up in our multi. Chelsea, Man City and Spurs getting over Manchester United this morning.
Yeah, good results. So, Man U down into sixth.
Yeah, look, it's tough times for them. But as I've said all along, I think Mourinho is putting all his eggs in that Europa League basket. They're in the final now. They win that. They get direct qualification to the Champions League. Next season. He knows he can't obviously win the Premiership. That's long gone. So I think he's really gunning for
that. Who
do
they play again?
They have got your favourites.
Liverpool, isn't it?
No, in the Europa League final.
Oh, Ajax.
Ajax.
Ajax,
yes.
Of course.
Okay, so if you win the Europa League final, you get a berth in the Champions League.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Straight through to the main draw.
Ajax.
Right.
Should be a clean performance.
Yeah, Liverpool 4-0. That was where Liverpool came into it.
Very abrasive.
4-0 Crystal Palace.
Yes.
Spurs 2-1.
Spurs have now gone through the first season undefeated at home in a million years, and it was their last game at White Hart Lane, and Harry Kane scored the last ever goal at White Hart Lane. So a bit of nostalgia there. But a massive season for Spurs again. They've backed up what they did last year and then some. So... great celebrations there. Just quickly, in Holland, Australian goalkeeper Brad Jones, who we don't hear much of anymore, ex-Socceroo. Well, I won't say ex-Socceroo, but he has played a one-time Socceroo, won the Eredivisie with Feyenoord. So that's a great result for Brad Jones, who's gone through some real personal tragedy.
Yeah, he had that terrible loss of his son, wasn't it?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
That was just terrible.
Which I think, from memory, cost him a World Cup.
That was when he was
He was at Liverpool.
Very, very, very well regarded, wasn't it? That Absolutely. Was just terrible, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, big time.
Hey, anything else, mate?
Roma have kept alive the slim chance of winning the Serie A with a 3-1 win over Juventus this morning, yeah. which is a surprise result. Two games to go there. And what have we got? 4 points of difference. Juve, 85 points. Roma, 81 points. And just lastly, Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, his 400th goal.
Is that all?
He scored in Real's 4-1 win over Sevilla. And Barca, just because they can, they won 4-1 as well. Yeah, over Las Palmas. So that's coming to a nice crescendo, that La Liga.
Great job, Mossy.
Fantastic, guys.
See you tomorrow,
a lot
mate.
Of info. See you tomorrow.
Yes. Well done, mate.
See you, guys.